With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump has picked Kash Patel to be the next FBI director. The president-elect has long stated that the government's law enforcement and intelligence agencies require a complete transformation. Also, bloodshed and mayhem in Syria. Bernie Bennett has more on this story.
Insurgents breached Syria's largest city Friday and clashed with government forces for the first time since 2016 in a surprise attack that sent residents fleeing and added fresh uncertainty to a region reeling from multiple wars. The advance on Aleppo followed a shock offensive launched by insurgents Wednesday as thousands of fighters swept through villages and towns in Syria's northwestern countryside. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors the country's unresolved civil war, said dozens of fighters from both sides were killed. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More than 100 demonstrators were arrested overnight in Georgia as protesters clashed with police following the government's decision to suspend negotiations to join the European Union. It has marked the second straight night of protests, which at times has been extremely violent. Also at SRNnews.com, key talks in Pyongyang.
North Korea affirms its support for Russia's war in Ukraine. North Korean state media is reporting that the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, says he will invariably support Russia in its war with neighboring Ukraine. He said so during a meeting in North Korea with a military delegation led by Russia's defense minister. The comments come amid growing international concern about the two countries' expanding relationship after North Korea recently sent thousands of troops into Russia. The official Korean Central News Agency says Kim and Defense Minister Belousov reached a satisfactory consensus on boosting strategic partnership and defending each country and its interests. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
A fight broke out today at midfield after Michigan stunned number 2 Ohio State 13-10 as the Wolverine players attempted to plant their flag were met by confrontation. This is SRN News.